a Ralphie radio show. He is on tour right now with Miranda Cosgrove, although you might just recognize him from YouTube or maybe Ellen's show, Mr. Grayson Chance.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, I'm excited to be on your tour bus as well as we do this interview. I appreciate you accommodating me and making a little time. I do appreciate it. All right, so obviously 2010, your cover of Gaga's Paparazzi at your school, one of the most popular videos on YouTube, and your YouTube channel, one of the most subscribed to YouTube channels for a musician. Would you consider yourself a YouTube sensation?
I consider myself a new artist. You know, YouTube was a way that I got discovered, and now I'm just a new artist.
Over 37 million views with that original video, too. Do you, like, check it? Like, how often do you check it?
I've actually only seen the video twice.
You've only watched it through twice?
Yes.
So you don't even... I'm surprised you don't even, like, go back. Just out of curiosity to see how many hits it has, or to see what people are commenting.
But I always put it on mute. I'm like, oh, I don't want to hear that.
Oh, so you don't want to hear yourself?
Oh, no, I don't like hearing myself.
Why not?
I'm either... you know, when I'm hearing myself and I'm looking at myself, it's either, oh gosh, why did I wear that? Why did I do that with my head? Oh gosh.
No. 37 million other people of you. And obviously, that's a good thing, and it's worked out very well for you. Another question about the actual video. Obviously, you covered Gaga's Paparazzi, and you were inspired by Gaga's VMA performance.
Yes.
Back in 2009. But before you got up there, were you thinking about covering any other Gaga songs, or was it always Paparazzi?
It was always Paparazzi. The other song that I was actually thinking about covering was a song called Fire by August, which is actually on my physical single right now, which is in Walmart, FYE, it's in Target. But I was actually thinking about covering.
Wait, Augusta, the same person that did Boston, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, knew that sounded familiar, but I wasn't quite sure. Grayson Chance here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Now, I also read that you are like co-managed by Madonna's manager and Gaga's manager, right?
Yes.
Have you heard any of Gaga's new stuff yet, or no? Have they let you hear anything, or no?
I haven't heard anything yet, but I'm very excited to hear it.
Oh, you and everybody else. For sure, absolutely. You're working on your own album, too, of course.
Yes.
Give me an update on that. How's it coming along? Because I know you want to release it this year.
Yeah, it's going to come out this year, and it's coming along so great. It's about 60% done, and it's a very theatrical record, but it's very real. It's coming from me, and all the stories and the everything from the record is from me, and I'm writing a lot of it, too. All
right. Heard in an interview that you just did with CBS, a lot of it's about relationships as well.
Well, the whole record is about one relationship, and it goes on this big time span, you know, from you're here, you're so in love, you know, you're so happy, she breaks up with you, you hate her, you still love her, but and then at the very end it turns into kind of a dark heartbreak type story, but it's very theatrical.
The first single, Waiting Outside the Lines, tell me about that song and how it came about.
Well, I found Waiting, and it was a song that I just loved, and I love the meaning of the song, and I love the message. So I decided to put it as the first single.
You found Waiting? Did you write it yourself, or
I co-wrote it? Yes.
Who'd you co-write it with?
Eric Bellinger and the Interns.
Grayson Chance here on the Ralphie Radio Show. How's tour going?
It's so incredible, and I'm just having a blast, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Again, the first single, Waiting Outside the Lines, and he'll hope to drop his first album this year. Mr. Grayson Chance, I can't believe you're 13 years old.
13.
You're
yes.
So well spoken, man.
Well, thank you
so much for making
thank
some time.
Thank you so
I
much for having
it.
Me, man.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.